Blog Talk Radio.
BlogTalkRadio.com. This is the Brandon Wallace Show. I'm your host, Brandon Wallace, and today is February 25th, 2015. Hump day over here. Beautiful blessed day where I'm at. Hopefully it's a beautiful blessed day where you are as well. It's a snow day over here, actually. We got snow where I'm at. All over the U.S. Everybody's getting hit by this winter break, or this winter freeze, I should say. Especially the Southeast. The South, Midwest, Southeast is really feeling it as well. Obviously, the Northeast also. But of course, you know, it's nothing. But, you know, where we're based at, we're based normally out of the city of Atlanta, and that's where we are today. And it is, everybody's in panic mode. I haven't seen any snow on my side yet, though, but there's some other areas where it is snowing. So everybody's taking cover. So you guys out there, no matter where you are, I mean, if you're in Atlanta, if you're in D.C., if you're in Tennessee, Texas, whatever, make sure that you guys are you know, taking cover, okay? Be safe out there on these roads. You never know what could happen. If you have to drive, obviously, you know, be safe out there. But if you don't have to drive, then don't worry about it, okay? Take advantage of the fact that, you know, these states aren't used to the snow, and actually take some time off if you can. Okay. Anyway, today's show is brought to you by AngrandDesigns.com, AngrandDesigns.com, where you can go get your multimedia done for your web designs for your small business, large business, or your medium-sized business as well. Go get it at AngrandDesigns.com. We want to thank them for being a proud standby, their work, sponsor of the Brandon Wallington Show, and for just being great people to do business with as well. Hey, well, listen, guys. Today's a snow day, hump day show, all right? So we're going to play a little bit of music, but overall, we're going to give you something to encourage you and to help give you, you know, some motivation to get you into the next few days so you can finish off this week on a good note, on a strong note as well as we head into March, because right now we're getting ready to end really our second month of the new year and getting ready to head into our third month. So we're getting ready to enter to the final quarter, the final month of the first quarter of the new year. So we're going to see where everybody's at on their New Year's resolutions, because really it's the first month is where people break the resolutions, are, you know, they end up actually going for them, or they kind of, you know, slide off. So we're going to see where you guys are at. We're going to have an episode and see where you guys are at on your New Year's resolutions as well. Hey, well, while we have you here for the moment, let me just tell you this real quick before we get to the music. Hit us up at watlingtonshow@gmail.com, watlingtonshow@gmail.com. We can request your music, request radio show, you know, subject matters, or like I said, if you want to be a guest on our show, hit us up at watlingtonshow@gmail.com. And also, want to let you guys know, we have a special guest coming on next month, and that is my man Free Will out of Atlanta, Georgia, who's a phenomenal artist, who's got some music that I'm telling you is going to blow your mind. I know it blew mine when I first heard it. I said, this is where it's at. So I want to give you guys a heads up on that. Make sure that you guys stay tuned. And if you know if you already are in the know about Free Will, then go ahead and tell your friends and tell your friends and tell their friends to get with your friends so you guys can listen on it on the Brandon Wallington Show late next month in March. Okay. Right up, we got R. Kelly filling single here on the Brandon Wallington Show.
Love with someone else, gave me the cold shoulder.
It is the Brandon Wallington Show. That was classic R. Kelly. That song right there really got overlooked, I think. And that's just the reason why I wanted to play for you guys. That was, when I say classic R. Kelly, I mean, that was like R. Kelly that, you know, had really good melodies, you know, great lyrics, and it wasn't on purpose trying to, you know, be in the now, trying to be provocative. I mean, it was just R. Kelly just making great music. That was still a single off of his Write Me Back album that came out, actually, 2012. I enjoyed the album. A lot of people, like I said, a lot of people slept on it, though, but that was quality R. Kelly music, if you ask me personally. Once again, it is our Snow Day Hump Day Show. Hopefully, you guys are staying warm. Hit me up on WallingtonShow@gmail.com. Let me know how you guys are staying warm, okay? How you guys are making out there in the weather. Hopefully, everybody is being safe as well, okay? Today, just want to talk with you about you know, it's the main thing, but it's a few things. If that makes any sense, it's the main thing, but it's a few things. I want to talk to you about why people are scared. I've realized this, or why people are fearful, or why people aren't satisfied with what they got going on at the moment. That's really, I guess, the best way to describe this. And I've come to this conclusion. The reason why people aren't satisfied with where they are is because a number of factors. I'm going to tell you the number of factors. You have the person chasing the money. That's the person who will get money by any means necessary, no matter what, who, what, when, where, why, and how. They are going after the money because they are trying their best to focus on that. And nothing's wrong with being a hustler. Hustling is a, listen, you know, sometimes you got to hustle just to make things happen. And I've been there before. God knows I've been there before. And at one point, shoot, I had three or four side hustles going on just to take care of what I needed to take care of just to make things happen. So that's the first one. The person who's in love with the money. Number two. The person who has a vision but doesn't know how to go about the vision. They don't want to fail. They don't want to do the wrong thing to mess up the vision that they have. And then the third person is the person who actually doesn't have a vision at all. They're just living life day by day aimlessly. We're going to talk to you about those three people and what we can do and what we need to understand in order to move forward into the real purpose in our lives and what we need to do to position ourselves in a proper perspective to really do what we need to do. Because we're put on this earth for a purpose, not just to exist. We're here to be on this earth to be a shining light for others, to be an example for others to say, I want to do above and beyond what this other person did, but they set the example to make me want to do better. That's what we're here on this earth to do. That's one of the things I should say. Now, the first one I said, when you guys were probably looking at me like, okay, what's he talking about? What's wrong with that? The hustler, the guy who's always chasing the money. That's all he focuses on. Understand this. The love of money is not the root of all evil. No, money is not the root of all evil. It's the love of money that is the root of all evil. If you love it so much that you're willing to do anything for it, and not even the love of money, I should say the lack of money. It's the lack of money that is the root of all evil. People will steal and kill for money when they don't have it. They'll rob people for money. They'll con people for money. They'll do things that they would never have imagined for money. So that's what it is. It's the lack of money. So I want to make sure that you guys understand this. How do you get around that? Understanding your purpose. Once you understand your purpose, that takes care of the love of money, or the obsession of the money. Because once you start obsessing with the purpose, the money is going to take course of that. The money is going to take place of that. now you have the vision. Then you're in the second area where the person with the vision, okay? But they don't know how to go about it because they don't want to fail. Let me tell you this right now, something that I've learned a long time ago, and that is paralysis from analysis. You'll never get anything if you don't make it happen. You don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great. You don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great. Leap and grow your wings on the way down. I'm telling you this from experience, from being one of those people that was scared to get off the bench to make the attempt at hitting that big home run. Didn't want to step up to the plate, but you can't hit the home run if you are not in position to actually be at the plate and swing the bat. It's called being fearless. It's making a choice. You have to choose to be fearless, even if you are fearless. And the last one is the person that has no vision at all. And for that, I have to say this as we get ready to close out because this is a 15-minute show. Pray to God. I'm serious about this. The best way to find out what your purpose is to do this. Pray to God for a passion. And if you don't have a passion, pray to God for a burden on your heart, because whatever your burden is will become what you're passionate about to fix. This is Brandon Wildington. God bless you. Love you. Take care. Peace.